الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to this program, Ulumul Quran. Today is the 27th night of Ramadan here in South Africa. Other parts of the world, it is the 28th night. So, inshallah, later tonight, Mufti A.K. Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damad Barakatuhu, will be completing his Quran Sharif. And he will be making dua. More details will be shared with you in the coming hours, inshallah. Now, we just want to look at a few benefits of reciting Surah Yasin tonight. It comes in the hadith that a person in the narration of Tirmidhi, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that the recitation of Surah Yasin once is equivalent to ten khatams. So now a question comes to mind, that must we now say, okay, I'm not going to make 10 khatams, I won't recite the whole Quran Sharif, I'll just go and I'll recite Surah Yasin one time and there I'm already getting the rewards of 10 khatams. Is this how we're supposed to be thinking? So the rewards in its reality is there for you. Just like how a person he worships on the night of Qadr, may Allah Azza wa Jal give it to us, grant it to us, then it is khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than making ibadat, it is better than 1,000 months. So not 1,000 months, better than 1,000 months. This is what Allah Azza wa Jal tells us. So Allah is ever ready. Allah is Ar-Rahman. Allah is Ar-Rahim. Upon occasion, a person passed away and this lady saw in a dream that her husband is in the fire of Jahannam. So she makes dua to Allah to please help and assist to take him out. She tries. Then second night, she sees the same dream. Third night, she sees the same dream. After that, restless for her love, for her spouse. So she makes arrangements for her children to enter into a madrasa. So the children enter into the madrasa and they come, they recite. The Qari Saab teaches, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And he reads, after that he reads, today your lesson is Alif, and they recite Alif. He recites Ba, they recite Ba. He says, okay, now, today lesson done, finished. You know, and we said to you this previously, each letter you recite, Man qara harfan fi kitabillah, one harf, for every harf you're reading, there is 10 rewards. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I do not say that alif lam mim is a harf. Alifun harfun, wa lamun harfun, wa mimun harfun. Alif is a harf. Lam is an exclusive harf, is an exclusive letter, and mim is an exclusive letter. For each one, there you're getting 30 rewards already. So, Allah Azza wa Jal is looking to reward us on any occasion because He is all merciful. So after this, the children go home. The wife that night she sees in a dream, her husband is now in Jannah. And she's inquiring now from the angels, how did this person get into Jannah? How did my husband get into Jannah now? Just now he was suffering. So she inquires and she asks the angels. The angels say, no. What happened was, your husband was in the fire of Jahannam suffering. Afterwards, his children, your children, went and started to recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and they recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So they were shocked. We were shocked too. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, how is it possible that the children of this man is on the earth and they are saying Ar-Rahman, all merciful, and here I'm punishing their father? Take him out, put him into Jannah. Allah's mercy. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, this is Allah. When you are going to recite tonight, what is the masnoon dua that you should be reciting? Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Ya Kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. O Allah, you are afuun, all forgiving. And Kareem, what is Kareem? Al-Kareem alladhi yatafaddalu alayna bidun istihqaqin. Al-Kareem alladhi yatafaddalu alayna bidun su'alin. Al-Kareem alladhi yatafaddalu alayna bidun aw fawqa ma natamanna bih. Al-Kareem is that being who grants even without us being worthy. Al-Kareem is that being who grants even without us asking. Al-Kareem is that being who even grants us even more than actually what we desire. This is Al-Kareem. So, when you are going to engage in Ibadah, you're going to recite the Quran Sharif. So what does it mean that you recite one time Surah Yasin and you are getting 10 khatams? Are we supposed to just say, okay, I'm just going to do this and done? So, no, make your khatam as well. And we told you already, in Fatawa Alamgiri, it's mentioned that 540 ruku'at, what is the benefit? It is this, that you finish on the 27th night. Every night of Ramadan, 20 raka'at of salah, every raka'ah, you are reciting one ruku. At the end of each night, you have recited 20. So 20, if you have to times 20, or you have to take 540 ruku'at and you have to put 20 into it, you'll get 27. So on the 27th night, tonight you will be completing, making khatam. That is what Mufti Sahib is practicing. Tonight he'll be finishing, inshallah. So, read Surah Yasin together with the recitation of Surah Yasin. Make sure that you also make your own khatam as well. If you haven't completed, then strive and see before the end of Ramadan how you can finish. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. So, in this beautiful month, take advantage. Part of it and parcel is we should see how on every and any occasion we can get maximum benefit in the least amount of time as well. So together with making that khatam, you're going to read Surah Yasin. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna li kulli shay'in qalbun," that for everything that there is a heart, and wa qalbul Quran Yasin. And the heart of the Quran Sharif is Surah Yasin. Allah records anyone who recites Surah Yasin as having recited the Quran Sharif 10 times, narration of Sunan al-Tirmidhi. So a question comes, what does reciting of Surah Yasin mean when it is equal to 10 Quran khatam mean? What will be the rewards of reciting the entire Quran Sharif, which would also include Surah Yasin? Is reciting Surah Yasin superior to reciting the Quran? Please clarify. This is a question. So the answer has been given. The ulama have explained two types of rewards: original reward and additional or honorary reward. The original reward is different to the honorary reward. In this particular hadith, where the reward of Surah Yasin is tenfold, this reward is honorary. In other words, one will not say that within the 10 Qurans is a Yasin. Hence, the reward is also recurring, for this is only an honorary reward. Rather, one will say, if you read Surah Yasin and this fell part of your khatam, you've got the 10 khatams already, the reward of it, plus you are reciting the rest of the Quran Sharif, it cannot be superior. You'll get that reward plus all the other rewards of reciting all the other surahs. So this is it. Then the honorary reward does not come with any other additional reward. The additional rewards are only for the original recitation. This is the beauty of the Quran Sharif. So take advantage and see what is our need for tonight. We want to become the accepted servant of Allah. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, this is the narration of Ad-Darimi, "Man qara Yasin fi sadri an-nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu," that person who reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, all his needs for that day are fulfilled. The day has just begun now after Maghrib Salah. So you recite Surah Yasin, and with this hope that you get the rewards. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept us. According to another hadith, Sheikh Mulana Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned that according to this narration, Allah Azza wa Jal recited Surah Yasin and Surah Taha 1,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. And on hearing this, the angel said, "Blessing is for the ummah unto whom the Quran will be sent down. Blessing is for the hearts that will bear, memorize it. And blessing is for the tongues that will recite it." May Allah Azza wa Jal accept this and give us the ability to keep our tongues moist with the recitation of the Quran Sharif, and particularly Surah Yasin out of Ramadan. Let's continue with this practice. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.